Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Psyche Gone Wild, and I now am singing bass because I'm eating an apple. I will stop. This is Psyche Jethro. I welcome all of you. What a week. 773-897-6461 to talk to us. You know what day it is. It's Wild Wednesday, and we have, fortunately have, the one, the only, the talented, the individual from United Kingdom. We have Janine Reagan Sinclair, founder of the Crystal Key Diamond Energy and Crystal Key worker, and just all around really good person. Janine, let's help some people today. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jethro. It's been a really good week, and I'm feeling full of energy and ready to go tonight. So excited about who we're getting calling in and what we're going to be sharing with them.
We are going through a little bit of energy here, so those of you who are tuning in through iTunes, we've just reconnected. We know that there has been some energy, so all knowing that all energy is out there as we're raising the vibration, we are adding Spiritual Learning Connection is going to be the next show at 714-333-3354. I am right now at this point working with a lot of other individuals that we've got that will be added into the show. I just want to clearly make the statement, we are a light working group and work very positively for the jointment and the positive attainment for humankind. I have got to tease you, Janine, right off. I got the movie, The Earthling, and you were right. It wasn't just the crying. I was shocked. I may now give up meat.
It was absolutely shocking. I cried for 2 days after I watched it. It just kept popping into my head. Some of the scenes in it with what's happening to animals and illegal, you know, places, legal buildings and in industries. It's just unbelievable. We need to let more people know about it. Then they can make the choice, can't they?
Very true. And what I'm loving right now is I've got a lot of you guys over in the Skype. Obviously, you're in Skype. You need to call 773-897-6461 to be on the line, because Skype, I cannot hook you in that way, because it's only me and Janine on the phone. But I'm welcome all of you guys. I love it. We've got you moving a little bit. I'm welcoming. We had a 2 p.m. meeting today here Eastern Time, and everyone got together. There's a lot of people working with us about the Taurus moon. All of you guys know what to do, you know, and your positive intent to put out for that Taurus moon. And one of the suggestions we had, Janine, is exactly what you said there. I do think we need to find something of some way to do this. I know there's a lot of energies out there with animals. We need to just do something here. Any of you guys who are doing the Earthling, I'm very, very busy, but I do welcome that to send to my email. I do agree we need to do something. You can never eat chicken again after you've seen this, and I don't eat pig anyway. I haven't ate pork in many years for my own reasons, what I believe. But I know physically, and I know energy-wise, what they're doing with these animals has got to be affecting our health.
Absolutely. They're either pumped full of chemicals, or they're so terrified that when people eat the meat, they're taking in that fear. And, you know, it's all energy. You're putting that animal's fear as its throat's been cut and it's been left dangling and squealing and bleeding to death slowly into your body. It's not good for you.
It's very true. And, you know, one thing we've had some of you guys, and I've got some of you giving me the flag. We've got a lot of new workers. Janine, tell them what crystal key means and what it does for individuals.
Okay. Well, crystal key is a new energy that came to me 10 years ago, and it involves, anybody who knows about the chakra system in the body, we've got all the colors in the rainbow, and then you get up to the crown, and above the crown, you've got the violet, white, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and then source energy. Now, crystal key is a mixture of the top two, the diamond energy, and it's got source in there, which looks like opalescent pearl. So it's extremely high vibration, very, very pure energy. And I use it as discs and nets and pass those through the body. So a disc comes down through your body, and then you're surrounded in a net, much like a fishing trawler net of the diamond energy. And that moves up through your body and through your aura and takes energies out that shouldn't be there and changes the frequencies as it passes through. It's also got sound frequencies in it. So that's the basic crystal key energy. And then I incorporate treatments with that. So I use it at the beginning of treatments and in the middle of treatments to clear your body, to clear your mind, to clear your organs, your cells, your aura, your house, your animals, your food. I teach workshops, and Jethro is setting up two in May for us online on the 5th of May and the 19th of May, so that people can come in from all over the world now. There's no stopping you. And the level one workshop, you're taught to use crystal key healing on yourself, your home, your place of work, your animals, your food, and even on the planet. So even at level one, you've got the ability to do environmental work if you're, you know, Mother Earth lover out there, and I know plenty of people are. I do teach a separate workshop for animal communication and healing as well, if anybody is interested in that. But there are four levels of crystal key training. They're a day each, and you need 1, 2, and 3 to become a practitioner. And level 4 is a senior practitioner certificate. So there's another day's training, and extra case studies need to be handed in to get that certificate. But you get a certificate for every level as you move through. So we're putting that on. I'm really excited about that. We're getting loads of positive feedback and lots of people interested already. And at the moment, I've got a special deal on my MP3 still. And they incorporate energy healing, spiritual healing, and my hypnotherapy knowledge. So whether you've got problems with weight loss, finding the perfect partner, money, abundance, spiritual growth, these MP3s are for you. They should be $297, and they're only $97 for more than 13 hours of MP3s. There are 5 sets of 5, 2 bonus MP3s, and a free ebook. My first book, The Angel, The Witch, and The Warrior, is thrown in there as well. And these are, I believe, the most powerful in the world. Anybody who hasn't seen me on the Inspiration Show yet with Natalie Ledwell, who's the co-founder of Mind Movies, please check that out. It's on. I can send anybody the link if they want that. It's on the Psychics Gone Wild Skype as well. And Jethro's got that.
Very good. And I want all of you guys who saw in the room, we're putting in there how to contact, and you do your payment through Crystal Key, and she's got that in there in the room. They've typed it in. Janie's helping, and we've got a co-host in. But we want to make sure you guys do send your payment to with Janine, and I did set it up. We do have one space today, I found out, on with May. That we need you guys to confirm there. And how we always did the confirmation, as you guys know, is you need to do that. I mean, that's a very low payment there of only $195 to crystalkey.com, as you've got it in there in the site. And if you've got any questions, get a hold of me. You've got my email in there. And we also have, it looks like right now we have a couple openings. So if you have a friend that wants to go to the 19th, now's the time to do it. We just opened it, and we just recently, we've had a lot of shifting with people. So the great part is catch me at psychicjethro@aol.com. I'm really going, me and Janine are really going. We're going to, Janine's going to not only help all of us as we know individually, but as you healers know, what we've been doing and approaching here with Psyche's Gone Wild and Spiritual Learning Connection is we're taking this to a new level. I do want to thank all of you. We had a lot of input coming in and a lot of change here in this energy. Now, those of you who are working towards this, I am working on right now with the phones, and I do apologize because 773-89764 is going through a little problem. This is time I'm going to do some email readings with you, Janine, and I know what is happening. Part of it is we have we just recently went through a lot of transition. Yesterday was very strong Aries moon. It was very much assertive. We do have some energy, and I need you guys, all of us family and light, really putting your light shields up. We have offended some people, and I just want to clarify this. PsycheGoneWild.com and Jethro Smith Inc. and Spiritual Learning Connection is only a light energy working, and what we're doing, and the reason I'm clarifying this is that a couple of the new psychics that have come on are in some trouble, and we just want to explain to each and every person out there, I'm not competitive. What I'm really doing here is I have a mission to help people. So I bless everyone, and I need you guys helping me with the light to spread that out there. And what we really want to do is we need to get some people in for me and Janine to talk to today, so the light and the angels will start putting people here for all of our benefit. Janine, today I also know that we've got a new individuality that's happening, and I need to get your healing appealing. I'm looking here from your healing perspective of it. Janine, you are so phenomenal with what's going on with the world. Janine, can you give us your perspective? We're doing this for those of you who get the email letter, but Janine, I would like you just to kind of give me a little bit of your opinion on what's happened here in 2013, and what do we need to do as healers, psychics, and individuals to help keep up with the vibration and do the positive work?
Okay, well, first of all, just saying about the finish off about the website for the MP3s, because they are an important part of it. These have been put together to help you clear your emotions, your limiting beliefs, your false beliefs. They change your programs for your reality. They take out your imprints, which inherited patterns of being from your ancestral lineage. All of these things affect your vibrational frequency and your ascension process. And we're all on the ascension process, whether you know it out there, guys, or not. You're changing slowly but surely. Some of us are more active than others. The vibration of the planet is changing, which means that we need to change with it. So we're raising our frequency. It's a bit like a light bulb going from 15 watts up to 100 watts up to 200, 300, and you keep going and going and going. You get lighter and lighter and lighter and cleaner and purer. So what you're purging, all of your old fears, all of your old anger, your unforgiveness and this type of thing. So these programs have been built to help people progress in those areas and clear things out. And they're linked to your whole life. They're linked to everything that's going on around you, your relationships, your finances, all down to what you're holding in your mind and in your body and in your energy field. And that's what these are about. So you can go to crystalkeyhealing.com/special. And that's CRYSTALKI healing. .com/special, and you get free MP3 in there without having to purchase anything to take away poverty consciousness. Now, people might think, well, I haven't got poverty consciousness. You'll be surprised, because you're not just the person you are now. You've got all your memories from past lives and these type of things. And if you were poor in a past life, that still within your consciousness can be affecting your money and your abundance in this life, because on a deeper level, you still have that poverty consciousness in there. So that MP3 3 is free to anybody who just wants to put their name on the mailing list. As far as the changes on the planet, a lot of people thought that the big shift in December last year, the 2112, was going to be it. You know, it was going to be, we jumped from the third dimension into the fifth dimension and it was all going to be love and light and that was the end of it. To be honest, we've been rocking with more healing and more personal growth than ever since December. It's as if it's accelerated now and our souls are saying, come on, guys, get this rubbish out, get yourself, you know, cleaned up, get the healing, get meditating, get doing your yoga classes, doing whatever you need to get your chakras balanced, you know, evolving your spirit and moving with the flow of the planet, because that's what we're actually doing. We're all ascending, which means, it doesn't mean we're floating off up into heaven. What it actually means is we're bringing our soul and our higher selves and God selves down into our physical bodies. So by the word ascension, what we're doing is we're bringing our higher parts of us back into our body, but we need to clean our body out in order for them to be able to come in. So we're purifying ourselves, we're becoming better people, we're becoming more caring, more community-based in our thoughts, more in service to one another, instead of being frightened and locking ourselves away and stuck in the room on a computer all night playing virtual reality games, which is what a lot of people do. Not that there's anything against computers, but people tend to lock themselves away these days. Where's the community spirit that we used to have? When people spoke to one another and spent more time with one another. And it's all about that. It's all about reuniting everybody. Doesn't matter what religion you are, what culture you are, we're all God's children, everybody's equal. And that's what this is about. So we still need to keep working. We still need to keep sharing what we can with one another. And Jethro and I are doing our best to help people with the phone in if they've got any spiritual questions or they want some guidance. That's what we're here for. There's a lot of light around us, but the more of you that see us in the light, the more of you are bringing that energy, and it's evolving and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So tell your friends about us and, you know, call in if you've got any questions. Hopefully we'll be able to help you between the two of us. Jethro's the love man now. He's the guy who's telling, helping you with the love life.
And Janine, they got to tease you about this now. We've started this, and on A1R last night we had the best show, the most intense, and all of them were now business questions and everything, and I'm like, then the energy, and the third person was a caller on it, and she, you're going to hear this joke from Canada, and some of her other followers are tuning in on iTunes and her other area from 1380 AM, and the joke was last night, they're like, when you're with Janine, you're a better reader. I started reading her career. So the big thing is now they've decided when me and you were together, I do the relationship, you do the healing, and we've got to find our career man, because it was just so much fun last night. It was a blast, and I want to thank you guys. I know this energy, and this is okay. I know those of you who are turning in, we have a lot of our followers on iTunes, but do us the favor here, and you know, I know that we do talk to you about this, but the reason we're doing it, and the reason this is our mission, is to help each other. I have an email here that's asking Janine, why and what is the difference between Reiki and Crystal Key? And if I have Reiki, would Crystal Key help me?
Yeah, I started off 10 years ago as a Reiki master teacher myself, and it was not long after I took that training that Spirit said to me, we're going to give you a new system. The difference between it is the higher vibration. Reiki, I think, came into to the planet initially in the 1930s or 40s. It was a few years ago anyway. And mankind was only a certain frequency then, and they've only been able to take certain frequencies. You can't put 1,000 watts into a light bulb that's only able to take 50. It's going to blow the fuses. So this is the progression. A crystal key is the energy that will allow you to take yourself up to the 1,000 watts if that's what you want to do. But it's very, very gentle. It's just a different frequency range, and it's a higher frequency range. So I teach you not just to work with the energy. I teach you how to communicate with your organs, how to journey, how to astral project, how to cleanse your mind. So I'm teaching you hypnotherapy knowledge, how to, in the second and third workshops, I'm teaching you soul retrievals, rebirthing techniques, lots of other things, how to clear out all sorts of energies. And you know, how to work on all sorts of things, really. You can use Crystal Key for lots of different things. It doesn't matter what you're into, it can be applied to anything, and it can be used on anybody because it's so gentle. We weren't ready for it before because it was such a high frequency, and that's the difference. So it was given to me by spirit. It was developed, and it's been copyrighted and Crystal Key. When they gave it to me, they actually said, "This is the new Reiki. That, you know, this is going to be the new Reiki. It's the progression. You know, the next step in the evolution of healing, basically."
Very good. And we welcome you from the Golden Ring. This is an individual group that is there. I will be on the Healing Fountain the 22nd of April. It is 5 hours ahead in London time. So those of you tuning in, I will be on at 2 p.m. Eastern time for those in the United States, which is 7 p.m. Janine's time and Jeannie's time. And this is a little, don't laugh, Janine and Jeannie to me is a little bit of a thing. You all tease me. Sometimes I have that speech impediment. We have those cycles with me. It's that really fast Aries energy and a lot of Gemini with me. What I love and what's really important is we are helping people. So you guys in the Golden Ring, they're just welcoming. I'm sending them over. Please definitely pick up on the Skype. We have, you know, there. We do the chatting, but you guys know as we're busy, the best way is to get on those websites. I've got a lot of you guys over there. You've got to call the 773-897-6461. I'm reading here. I have a Sagittarius in Utah, very shy, and wants to know with Janine that they have noticed a lot of energy coming through their feet, and they feel that is this a normal thing, because she wants to be a psychic healer and she's looking at your class. She wants your opinion, Janine, on what she should do when she's feeling these tingling sensations in her feet.
Yeah, that's normal as well. To be honest, when I first did my Reiki class all those years ago, I was the only person in the class of six at the time that had freezing cold hands when everybody else had warm hands. And I thought, oh, dodgy hands, you know, just need to get the hands that don't work properly. But the truth was that I was channeling the Kuduki energy and not the Reiki energy. So it was a different frequency coming through me. But energy comes out of your feet as well. So when you're grounding energy, it comes out of your feet and it goes down into the ground. And that's what healers and light workers are. We're like acupuncture needles, really, conduits for the energy to come in and go into the Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is expanding in consciousness as well. So when we move from third to fifth dimension, what's actually happening is we're acting as anchors for the energy, the new energies to come in. So it comes through us and it's anchored in, and that fourth dimension then works through all of us. We're like little pin cushions all around the planet, forming a web to allow it to anchor in. And then the next level, the fifth dimension, came in, and that anchors in on top. There are lots more, actually, than that, because I've worked with different dimensions anchored into the planet. I think we're up to 12 now that are anchored in for the people whose consciousness can go that far. So that's what's going on with your feet. I mean, hands and feet work the same. Those of you that are, you know, married or sleeping with your partners might notice in bed, when you get into bed, that your feet start, the energy starts going in your feet. And that's because your hands-on healing is the same as feet-on healing. The energy comes through your hands and your feet. So if you put your feet on your partner, they can be getting healing from your feet as well. So they do work, you know, they do work through the chakras in your feet as well. The healing comes through in the feet. So there's nothing to worry about. It's quite normal.
Even a square-toed one, because I do tease my girlfriend. She has square toes. So I'm just laughing, you guys, for listening. We are being silly, and I do love all of you, and we've got some more of you guys calling in, and we're going to be doing this, and we're breaking this energy, and I thank all of you together. Do continue to tease on last night. I want you guys to listen to Living in the Psychic Realm. We need to put out that positive work. You want to hear Psychic Jethro getting chewed out for being accurate on a reading, listen to last night. We do these live, and I know in the universe we need to laugh, and obviously I've been working really hard. 11 p.m. last night, I went on to do my show, my first caller. It's now, we've got a lot of you guys teasing me. I don't mind. You guys know the way I am. You know, and I just joked about my girlfriend's square toes. We do laugh, and we are having a little bit of energy. Those of you who know who Sally Ann is, we've had like four people calling. They're doing a lot of energy. It is funny with a psychic show. I have no idea, but if you do call a psychic and you keep saying, "Where's Sally Ann?" We we've had a couple of you guys doing it. If it's, I'm not getting it, and obviously it's okay. We did do a little bit of homework. I had someone suggest today that maybe you've got the wrong number. We all went through all the energies. We have no idea what that means. You keep emailing a lot of us. What we're here to do is really to help, so I laugh. It's kind of a cute name. I don't know who she is. I do have a healer I work with that, and her name is the middle different initial, so I could send you an email. So you guys got to give me a little bit more to go on when you do email me. I did have a little giggle today that we know they wrote about Janine, and I want you guys to go on and put that on her blog site. We're going to have her give you that. I get a lot of positive from you guys on there. I don't want to copy and paste off of my emails because this is real, actual. I want you to go over and tell them what you've got. I've got a friend here that I'm supposed to tell privately due to their life that they had worked with Janine, and they've done this over 2 weeks ago, and they went through one of Janine's phenomenal two-hour sessions. Janine took me in and put me under her wing. We worked together very efficiently. For over 2 hours, Janine worked with me. I have had hypnotherapy before, and I have worked through having migraine headaches and a lot of other injuries and disabilities. Don't laugh at me, you guys. My glasses, I broke them last week. I haven't had a chance to get to the store. As we're going through the work with Janine, Janine said to me that she was very thorough. She understated. I must tell you, this was one of the most largest and most strongest interviews I have ever experienced. I had felt completely fine after 2 hours. Janine worked with me almost for close to 2 hours and 45 minutes tops. When I was done with her, I took a very strong energy and took a nap. After this nap, I was beginning to see and sense what she was talking about. I must tell you, Janine, you are the best I've ever been with. I got to tell you this when you guys are reading this. Now, this is from a person here. We call her Genghis Khan's mom, and it's because of her Mongolian life. This is one of my clients. I can say out of this, because of confidentiality, we are calling her that name for her anonymity and her life's profession, but she is the most intense, critical judge of this type of work. And she is not only recommending Janine, I am signed up. I'm going to be in your class May 19th, and I cannot wait to learn from the best. And so, Janine, we will get her to put on Blog Talk. I'm making a note here. Get Genghis Khan's mom. We are having some of you guys tease me about the PsycheSconeWild.com. How many people can we have in there? The question is as many light workers as we can get to help. Because what we're doing is we're putting in tarot readers. We're putting in light workers. We are going to be putting, we've got an astrologer. And like here in this field, we've got a lot of you guys going. And so now our phones just let somebody in, and I'm so excited. Whoever broke through this, you've got to win something. So we'll go with that. 724, how are you today?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Can we have your name?
Sure, my name's Missy.
Missy, hi Missy. What can we do to help?
I wanted to know if you could tell me what's coming up in my love life.
Okay. Jethro?
I do feel with you, Missy, I do feel there's energy there. And what I like here and what the guys are telling me about you, Missy, is that you have I feel like you're having you're ready for the relationship. They're showing me you're ready for it. I feel you're making space for the person, but I'm still feeling I feel like the guides and you and your guides are having some kind of discussion of what you're shopping for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I can feel the energy, and I thank you for calling in. You've got a very positive energy, and I bless you for calling in today because we do need to help people. And you got in, and the guides are making me laugh with you is they said that you really do have a really good heart and that you really have some excellent ideas you have. And your guides are kind of trying to get you somebody who's going to be calmer in a way. You kind of like to ride a little bit on that wild edge. You like the bad boy or something here. Yes, you do. And I'm telling on you because they're also telling me that what the guys are saying is that you and them have been going through this for a little bit, but I love what they're saying. They're telling me you're going to get that wish, and you've had some lives where you were a male, and so now you have this really good thing with you. You want a male friend, and most of the men they've been sending to you bore you. It's like you lost one in a crowd, Missy. You don't drop your boyfriend in a crowd. That's horrible. They're showing me. They're showing me like these people getting attracted to you and liking you, and you just going, oh, you know, I guess, yeah. And then they kind of wander off, and your guides are like kind of reprimanding. You're like, you also had, you have something here, and they're telling you that this relationship's coming, but they're also saying that there's something else going on. You've got somebody that's responsible that you're taking care of, and they've got to be okay too. You've done some kind of contract or verbal thing here where that you're looking for their appraisal, and it's like the guides are showing me that you've brought this energy into this relationship. They said there's a someone there, but they keep telling me that, it's like I feel like you got to kind of look back over it. I'm not sure what, but they keep showing me like you. He's not bad boy enough for you. I guess it's to say.
Wait. Okay, so I'm wondering who you're talking about because. I have like a romantic interest, but then mm-hmm. I also have been divorced, and my ex-husband still wants to have a part in my life, and I don't want that.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about.
the ex-husband, let's give that the final keister, tie the hefty bag to his head, and out the door we go. Boom, right.
Absolutely.
On the out, right on there. I apologize to him if he's listening in. You should have been good to her. You had your chance. Step back, make tracks. Now we've
Absolutely.
Got the energy here. Oh my goodness! And see, this is the karma, and I can feel Janine. She's reading in this energy. She's really good at past life. This is the real cool thing with it. They're telling me with the energy and the love that you've got there going, that this new guy and you have some secondary work to work with, but you need to put a little sprinkle into his spice. There's something going on here with him. It's like he has it there. I know that sounds. Everybody's like, oh my God, Jethro, this is an adult show, so I can joke about spices. I've got people email me, Tony, go to your room. But it's like as we go through the energy and things start to happen, I have to do this to him. He writes me. It's what he lives for. But what we've got happening is they're telling me really seriously, we got to look into this, is that this person has got karma there, and we need to see what that past is. I'm going to have Janine read for the person you're with now, because until that's unhooked, you and him are not rising to the level of passion, but
mm-hmm.
you can't, I mean, I don't see you dropping him off in the crowd.
You know what? I haven't, he's an interest, and I haven't talked to him in a few months. I mean, I haven't really pursued him either, but there's a history from years ago. But so I don't even know what to do with him, to be honest with you, or just to leave him where he's at. I don't really know. I just know that it's, I don't know.
The first thing I can see around you is that there's still some old connections to your ex here that need to be cleared. I can, like, he's wound something around your body, like binding you up, you know, like like you would wrap a mummy up in a
mm-hmm.
tomb. I can see him walking around you with like tape, and he's like winding it around you. It's like, well, if I can't have you, no one else is going to see you.
Mm.
I think. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So that needs to be cleared. So there's something going on with you in this guy. Do you meditate or anything like that?
Yes. You know what? I got out of it a little bit. But I probably need to start doing that again more consistently.
Yeah. Do you know anything about the Akashic Records?
I've heard of it. I really don't know what it is.
Yeah, Akashic Records is like the spiritual library where we store all of that. Everything's stored in there, everything from everybody in your life you've got contracts with that you agreed to go through certain things with before you're even born. These things are agreed, and then throughout our lives new ones are created, and it's like the spiritual library in the ethers. And basically there's something in there that's still binding you to your ex, some kind of oath you've made with him in a past life, something stupid like, we all do it, I'll love you forever. People don't realize how that binds them to the spirit for lifetimes. So there's something going on in there. So there's maybe something you can look into. In my first book, The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior, there are exercises to go into the Akashic Records in the book, how to do it. You can go in
okay.
and you can ask for the contracts and things between the two of you to be cleared so that you can free yourself. That way, this binding that I'm seeing around you can be cut off, and then you're free
okay.
to move on. But this is going to have an effect on your relationships, and it could be while this other guy's, you know, not been in the scene for the last few months because he can't get in, because of this binding that's around you. So that really needs to be looked at before you, you know, open your arms to a new guy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah, Akashic Records, and watch it, you know, visualize this, clear the stuff between you and your ex, and then visualize this tape being cut off you. Like you've
okay.
just, you know, took a pair of scissors and cut all the front and just take it all off your body in meditation.
Okay, in meditation, okay. Okay, so do you know, or do you know if, what am I trying to say here? Do you know if the romantic interest is a possibility, or is it something that
I won't know?
Oh, definitely.
The new one Jethro's been telling you about, most definitely. But he's standing outside a perimeter at the moment, and it's like, well, there's no point in going in there because she's still bound up by this other guy. The energies are keeping him out. Until that's cleared, he's not going to come in.
Wow.
And you've got some past life stuff going on with this new guy, but it, you know, it looks really positive to me. It's like that there could be a really good spiritual connection between you two, but you need to get this other stuff cleared out of the way.
Okay. Now let me ask you something. I ride on the line of being friends with my ex-husband. We have children.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fine line there. So, how do I be friends with him? Or is that something that's just not a possibility?
You can still be friends. This oath is separate, you know, this oath is in the Akashic Records. Once that's cleared, that's just binding you at this point in time. And you can take this tape off because the oath is what's holding it, you know, holding him to you. You can still be friends, but in spirit, you speak to him in spirit. You ask his spirit to come speak to you and say, look, this is the situation. This isn't the way it's going to be anymore. This program stops now. And we're friends for the sake of the children. And that's it.
Right. And you think he'll get that once I go through all of that?
Go through all of that, the energies will change. Yeah. He won't even be consciously aware that he's doing this.
I think he might be consciously aware of it.
Definitely they're not. But have a You know, some guys, they don't want to let go. It's an ego thing. I'm sorry, guys, but, you know.
It's true. We have that goofy thing with the, you know, it's kind of like with our trucks. I mean, and it's like with a relationship, we do that with, I know of a friend who still has most of his Tonkas, and it's like, you know, it's really, I know, it's relationship. I mean, you know, everyone knows my age. We're not going to laugh how long rocks live. But the thing is really bad is he's got his Tonkas. And what's really amazing is when it comes to this, Janine hit it right on the head. When I read for relationships, I always love the fact that a lot of times they can be sitting right there. And I've had people, I'm reading and the wife's shaking their head and the guy's like, what? What's the deal? And the woman's like, yes, I know, I did hit you with that pen. Well, what? And all these things are happening, and they're like we have these blinders on in relationship. And when it comes to this other part, I do believe in our, and we'll believe about yin-yang belief when we have some of our classes. Missy, I am so glad you called in. I know you guys are saying she's hogging it. She's not. You guys want to get in, 773-897-6461. Hit that button. I've had 6 calls tell me that the phones are busy. I have no idea why Blog Talk's doing that. But, you know, we're here and we're helping. So Missy, you're going to be now in trouble because you've been blessed by me and Janine to get all this time, and they're going to call you our little favorite. We did not pick this out. The guides have done this. They're also telling me that you've got something here with healing. Could you honestly give us a person on the street ability? If we were to sit down today and you knew, do you know about Reiki energy?
I know about it. I just don't. I'm like skeptical because it's like we have all these people that are, just seems like this, I don't know enough about it to even say this, but it just seems like it's this like new fad that everybody around you is doing. I know that sounds terrible.
No, you're true, and I need your honesty. That's what we love here. That's why this is live. And this is something we've seen with this, and it's been about 10 years it's here, and what we were doing is energy. So what I'm trying to get here and what I'm trying to help you and what I'm getting is the guys are telling me with you that, and this is why you're a little bit to it, I do see you kind of looking at it. Do go on Janine's site if you do me a favor, and look and see what you see of the crystal key, and then just, you know, call us back, and we need the honest opinion. She's doing phenomenal, and we're doing it. I just feel like you need to look at that, and the guys are telling me that's why you got in. You got to realize that we've got, I mean, right now with all the individuals we've got and all of my marketing, you're the one wild one that got in, and I've got people emailing me, and they're like, wham, to me, they think I did something, and me and Janine are being good. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well,
that's awesome.
Missy, maybe if you go to my site, Missy, and try the healing on there for free. It's www.crystalkey.com. And that's CryStalki. It's key, K-I, as in chi, you know, and prana, which is energy, life force. So it's crystalkey.com. If you go on there, you can try the healing for free. But you've got healing hands because I can see the energy coming through your hands now. Your chakras need to open up a bit more and the energy start flowing naturally anyway. So you're natural. You've got natural abilities that you're not even aware of. But try the crystal key, you know, see it. I mean, I'm the best person in the world for turning people from skeptics into believers. It's easy peasy. If your stuff works, they've got to believe it because it works. You can't argue with it. And at the end of the day, it's just quantum physics. You know, healing's just quantum physics.
No, when you say healing, do you mean literally, like, do you mean like healing somebody with your hands? Like that type of healing?
Well, yeah, either with your hands, with your mind, with your words, anything. You can heal with anything if you know how to do it, if you're taught how to do it. You've got healing hands anyway that, you know, which are very, they come in handy, excuse the pun, but you could learn, to work with distance healing on people. You could apply that to helping children, animals, whatever you want to work with. It, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's just give it a go. You know, have a go at the free one on my website. You'll feel it. I'm sure you'll feel it. Everybody does. You know, when I've done this at talks to 200 people, I might get one or two that put their hand up and say, no, I didn't feel it. You know, it's an amazing energy. And it's like Jethro said, you've obviously been given this time with us for a reading, for more than a reading, for some more information as well. So, and if you can't sort out your thing with your husband, it's something that I can help you with. So you can contact me via the website.
Wow, thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate your time.
We appreciate you, Missy, and we want to tell you something real quick on the other energy. Let me know at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I have a feeling you're going to go into the archives, and you can also listen. Janine has healed somebody almost every show she's been on. We've tried to control her. We've had bouncers in the room. She just the woman's a mad woman. That's why she's on God. Well, the good mad.
good mad.
So take care, Missy. Yes?
Okay, go ahead. No, I'm not going to take up no more of your time. Thank you.
No, you're good. You're okay. What did you got? No, I know you're not shy.
I was going to say, just because you're talking about this healing, I just noticed that both of my parents have died over the last 2 years. My dad just died like a month ago. Got divorced. All these crazy things happen. And all of a sudden, it seemed like my intuition woke up. And I'm going through this, like, I don't know. It just seems like I woke up. And I wanted to know.
You got to be behind you. Sorry, go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I wanted to know, things are happening like this. Things are happening inconsistently, like I'll wake up in the morning and I'll be on the phone with somebody, I applied for a job and I called and they said the owner was away with a cold for the day. And so they said, call back. And the thought came to my head, they're going to close down. And then 2 days later, I call, and it's closed down that same day. Like, things like this keep happening to me, but it's not like I can connect anything. I've had visitations from my mother where I could see her. All this stuff is linking, but I can't link it. I mean, I can't, like, you know, like, I don't even, I just can't control it. It's not something I could just do on a whim if somebody asked me to do it. So I don't know what's going on.
Your psychic abilities are waking up. Your dad's standing behind you. He's holding a walking stick, like he's prodding you in the back and saying, go, girl, listen. You know, they're giving you advice. He wants you to get into this healing, definitely. So this is something, you know, that you need to learn to work with more because it's part of your purpose. It's what you're about. You know, this is what you came to do. I think you're going to be working with children as well, small children, youngsters.
Wow.
But, you know, this is what they're trying to push you into that area. Definitely colours are going to be very important in the work that you do as well. I'm seeing you with children around you, big, beautiful colouring books and bright colours. everywhere. Color healing is something that you need to look into as well. But to learn the basics, learn how, you know, I will teach you how to protect yourself, how to open and close your chakras, how to, you know, do all sorts of things. Learn to get somebody who can teach you. If you don't choose me, choose somebody who can teach you the basics of protection and just general stuff, really, so that you've got a bit of an all-rounder. And then you can take that into wherever you go into the future with, you know, with these children. And children are very open. You know, they can see angels and fairies and all sorts of beautiful things because they're born clairvoyant. We all are. It shuts down if we're around about 7 years old. In a lot of the children, some hold on to it for a bit longer. But, you know, I think you're going to be working with it, with these children that have got these psychic and clairvoyant abilities. So it's a good idea for you to start learning how to use yours.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you both.
And if you
want
to go to my blog, the blog is crystalkeyhealing.com/blog. So I'd really appreciate if you leave a message on there.
I sure will.
Because it lets other people know what's going on. You know, it's good for them so they can make decisions.
And
sure,
before
absolutely.
I forget real quick for you, Missy, if you would care to, you also, I was teasing about calling in to win. I never got a chance. We got so excited to have someone to be cool with that we like got a new friend, and we love you. But I want you to know that I will be getting a hold of you and contacting you. You also have won the Dr. Earl Pearl, the Reconnection, Heal Others to Heal Yourself. And I'll get with you, and we'll send you that to you, to your, you know, mail. So thank you for listening to Psyche's Gone Wild. We are looking here at the energy, and I apologize to all of you guys that are doing this as you're coming in. We've got a little bit of a cuckoo with the phone. 850, you've been bounced in, you've been bounced out. You're live. How are you, 850?
Hi, Jethro. This is Sally. How are you?
Very good, and we thank all of you guys that are getting in. I'm feeling the light from you. I'm so excited. Do you have a question for our wonderful Janine?
Yes, I would like to know if Janine thinks that this person from my past, who I have a very strong past life connection, has some sort of attachment to me that I need to be free of. I mean, we're still very close, and I felt that we were going to have a relationship down the road, but I just want to see what you feel about this.
The first thing I'm seeing is somebody behind you is like they're holding onto the back of you and they're pulling you back. So I'm not getting a good feeling about this in the fact that I think you're meant to be going somewhere and this person's energy is holding you back. And it is something to do with the past life. It's about three lifetimes ago when you were together in a past life and you had abilities. And this guy was jealous of your abilities because you were both psychic, but yours was more powerful. And because of the purity of your heart, you had a, you know, more gifts. And his jealousy is still in the energy field. It was holding you back. So there needs to be some healing and light brought in to this area. Do you work with healing yourself in this life?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, so you can work with that. You need to just focus your area, bring your angels in, whatever you work with, and ask them to clear this energy from behind you and ask for Source to come in and purify it. And just, you know, saying this program stops now. And say it three times. This is not the way it's going to be anymore. And it's just freeing you up and allowing you to walk forward and move forward. I'm not saying there's anything, I'm not picking up anything negative about this man in this life. This is old energy. Everybody that comes to us in this lifetime, we've got stuff with them, whether we know it or not.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Exactly.
So this is what stuff you need to clear. But I'm not picking up any bad feelings about him in this life, Sally. So if you are considering a relationship, I would say, you know, go for it.
Right. He just has, you know, I've picked up other lifetimes that we've been together, but he just has his anger that he's dealing with right now, and he needs to work through that at this time.
Okay, and is he acting as a mirror? Have you got any anger within you that you maybe need to address?
Not that, you mean toward him?
No, toward anybody. Toward
I don't think so, no. Okay. I don't feel so, no.
Okay.
Why were you feeling that?
No, it was just that, you know, the other thing is people mirror our issues. And you may be okay and cool now, but maybe your inner child has got some anger going on or something like that that you've forgotten about that needs to be healed. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yes, I do.
The mirror is always showing us something, even if we feel we're in a good space. I did a conversation with somebody today when I was saying, you know, you're feeling anger and frustration. It's been reflected in the person around them. And she says, no, I haven't got that. And I said, no, it's not you. It's your inner child has got it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being reflected so that you can look at your inner child and heal your inner child. So that's another area that I think, you know, maybe have a look, just ask a few questions if your inner child needs a little bit of healing there.
I will, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And blessings
welcome,
to you
Thank
both.
You. Bless you. God
Thank
bless.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I want to thank all of you guys. Those who are writing in, and I do really encourage with you. I know when the phones are down, what we've got another person here waiting to come in the queue. What we want to really do, and welcome all of you guys who have been calling in, is really encourage you to enjoy the fun that we have here. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We are at the last 9 minutes of the show. You now all found us. Remember, at 4 p.m., going here in another 10 minutes, which this show will go off, get the phone number 714-333-3354, because we're going to be over there, me and Janine, and we're going to do this all again, only a little wilder, with our Spiritual Learning Connection family. 724, can you hear me? We've got that already with it. We've got 601. I apologize there, Misty. I like our friend Missy. Now, 601, how are you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, this is Psyche Jethro on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today?
Good, how are you doing?
So happy you guys found us. I was worried. We've been going, come on phones, and Janine's always in confidence. I'm the chicken lips. I'm like, where are they, Jean? You know, we're supposed to be out on our show. So this is teasing you. Psyche's Gone Wild, and you are?
Thank you for taking my call. This is Tara.
Tara, I welcome you. We have, unfortunately, the last few minutes of this show, and then we go to another show. So if you'd like to ask one question of Janine, and then we can have you call 714-333-3354.
Okay. It's just a simple love and relationship question.
Okay. And you do have me. Okay. And go ahead and ask the question. I'm feeling your energy, Tara. You've got something else that they're putting a little pressure. So I want to ask you if you do me a favor, make sure nothing's crossed, your arms or your legs. And I want you just to sit here for a minute with me and do a little bit of light energy, the very positive energy which we feel around it, not the elements. Some people understand like fire energy. I need you to think of real positive light, like around the sun, that kind of vibration.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. It's a little statically, and it's energy there. Now, if you'll ask me the question, I'll do my best to answer it.
Okay, I have a friend, Kayla, and I feel that it's more than just friendship with us. Is there a mutual attraction there?
I feel there is a mutual attraction. I'm also getting that you're going to need to go through this karma. I'm glad you got in. We need to talk a little bit more, and I've got so much with it, but you definitely have got some things there. You're going to have to tread lightly here. You don't want to build bad karma. They're telling me you've also got some competition. There's another person. That's what I was feeling with that energy. You've got some girl that's throwing energy at you.
Okay. So the person there is a mutual attraction there.
Yes, and they're telling me this is a good thing, but you've got some competition again, and you don't want to get hurt. And I feel this other person is a little on the crazy side.
Okay. All righty. That's what I needed to know.
You follow us on Spiritual Learning Connection. Nothing better happen crazy to you there, Tara. Get a hold of us later, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and we're going now through the phones, and we're going to do this real quick like we always do. 856, how are you, 856?
Fine, how are you?
Really good. We're at the last 6 minutes. Have you got a quick question for me and Janine before we run over to Spiritual Learning Connection?
Make it simple. Whatever you can pick up.
Rosa, what are you doing, Rosa Maria?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am really glad. I've been really busy, and I think of you very much. And I am picking up. There's been energy. We need to be getting you to do. I've got some new things, and I want to give this to you. It's a work for Psalms with career. I feel that you've got some things there that's still kind of keeping you back from your career. I feel that you've already climbed over the wall, and now you're ringing the doorbell next door because you're not working. and they're telling me that I feel like there's something else here with your energy. And then we've got Janine here on the phone. Do you have a health question you'd like to ask her?
Cool. Whatever she picks up.
I feel you're sad here, honey. You're going to call us on the other show. You're going to follow us to Spiritual Learning Connection?
Sure.
Okay. Janine, I'm sorry. Here we go.
Janine. That's okay. Yeah. Is you giving the number out again?
714-333-3354. Cool. And we are looking here. We're going with it. We're going to have you get a hold of us there. Now that all of you have found us at the last minute, the airs have gone. 925, are you going to follow us over to Spiritual Learning Connection also?
Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks.
No problem. You're okay. Can you give us your first name here, and you can come out with us on the end of the show with me and Janine. I want to make sure we give you a little help. There's something going on with you. Talk to us just a little bit, and let's see if we can help you real quick. We are good.
Hi, it's Jane. I'm just interested in what is going on with my ex and also with my job. There's two things.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm getting a lot of push for you. They're telling me that you're going into something with Sagittarius that has to do with your chart for June. They're showing me that. They're showing me that I feel like the ex is trying to shape up something here, like he's doing some kind of molding. The guys are telling me with you it is a different thing with the energy, that whatever he's making, I'm going to have Janine because she's more ornerier than me. I'm more the romantic sometimes in this, but I feel like he's trying to make something for her. Can you see it?
Yeah. There's a chain around her. It's like he's got her on a leash, and it's around her stomach area. So it's affecting her powers, your powers in your solar plexus in the stomach area. This is the power point in the body where martial arts focus their energy and their, you know, your power point. And it's the chain around your center, and it's going to him. So it's got you on a leash there. This needs to be, if this is your ex, this needs to be cut. You need to cut ties with this guy so that you can move forward. There are some, he's helping himself to your energy, but don't, you know, judge him for this, because in a past life you've given him permission. You've said to him, yeah, you can tell you what you want anytime you want, you know, hey ho, like we say things to people. We've all done it. So a lot of time when people are draining your energy, which is what's going on here, is taking your power, is you've given him permission to do that in a past life. So again, like I said to the caller earlier, you need to go into the Akashic Records, find out how to do that. And to clear this so that you cancel the permission and then cut ties. Now, you can do it if you go to my website, crystalkey.com. You can buy the book and you can go into the Akashic Records there, The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior. The red book is the first one. And there's also a tie cutting, which is about $6 for an MP3, which is me talking you through how to cut ties as well. That's also on the website. So that might be able to help you.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
No problem. Thank you, Jane. We got it finally together. Please follow us over to the other site. We're going to be putting some energy there together, and we're going to do it all again. So all of you guys in the room, we've got about 14 people in there. We've got other people listening. See you over there in Spiritual Learning Connection. And if my fingers are fast, hopefully within 2 minutes. So, Janine, would you like to tell everybody one last thing that you always do on where we should run the wild ones?
yeah. Okay. Anybody interested in my amazing MP3 programs? They're still on offer for $97, which is over 13 hours with 27 MP3s in here. And this is the best healing you can get with me without actually having a one-to-one. So they really are a bargain. And they're for weight loss, finding the perfect partner, making more money, clearing your money blocks and abundance blocks, and spiritual growth. The spiritual growth one, the phenomenal. They're taking out your dogma, your religious conditioning, original sin, and all of this type of thing that affect you in this lifetime. They clear your emotions, your beliefs, your limiting beliefs, your hidden beliefs, your imprints that you've inherited from your parents and 7 generations of your ancestors. They change the programs in your mind that create your reality. There's an energy boost. And there's also Manifesting Desires and a free ebook in there. And you go to crystalkeyhealing.com/special to get that special deal.
All of your family, send this out over to Facebook and Twitter and share us. You know, the best way to get our name out there is to promote us. See you over there at Spiritual Learning Connection in a minute.
Okay. Bye.